Hello, everybody. This is Abel1212, and I just want to present to you that Project Transistor is in full effect this year. And if you're interested about Project Transistor, I advise you go on to the Instagram profile of Abel1212. That's ABLE1212. And I say you check out some of the information on that page. What I can also end up doing is doing these podcasts, and I'm not sure who would be interested in it. I will do these though, and so like right now, since we're doing this, I'll do a quick highlight of some of the information that I'll be presenting. Now, I am from Connecticut. I live in Connecticut, and if you are aware of Sandy Hook, which I'm sure that most people are, if you are aware of Sandy Hook, because this information needs to get out, okay? And it is no secret that the U.S. government works with the military. It's no secret that they have been working with the military. Meaning, I'm talking about within our, I mean, I know the military is part of the government. I'm saying that our government within the country is working with the military. And they're doing these drills. They're doing drills, I'm assuming, to train, for training. But what happens is some of these drills go live, okay? Now, a lot of people, it's like right when you talk about Sandy Hook or 9/11, like a lot of people don't even know that there were drills for 9/11 going on 9/11 simultaneously while 9/11 was happening. Now, these are things that need to be discussed. These are things that we need to talk about. Sandy Hook, same thing. Like, there were drills going on. I have all this information, by the way. Now, me being a citizen from Connecticut, I have also had a run-in with Sandy Hook, well, Newtown Police, okay? They actually drove over an hour away to my house, and you can Google this. This is all real information, okay? This is all real information. Project Transistor is the next step in understanding what is happening in the world. Like, this is fact-based, okay? I present facts to you. Now, you see, personally, I cannot say that I have information that proves Sandy Hook was not real 100%, but from all the information that I have accrued, from everything that has been presented, from everything that the government has made public and or released, all of it together will show you their actions, and you, being an individual yourself, should be able to decide for yourself. So I'm not going to be telling you Sandy Hook was fake, okay? I'm going to be presenting the information to you, and then you can make a decision yourself, because the information that I have has to make you ask yourself certain questions. Like, I'm talking even after the fact of Sandy Hook, like the fact of Dan McNasby. He's a detective for Newtown Police Department. If Dan McNasby and Officer Seabrook, which are their two first responders of Sandy Hook allegedly, if these guys are heroes, why are they coming to my house, driving over an hour away, breaking two federal codes over something they have no jurisdiction over? They're being muscled for Monty Frank. That is illegal. They can end up in jail. Like, that is serious. So what am I doing? I am actually pursuing these roads. I am pursuing these paths because I live in Connecticut, and the information that I have concerning Sandy Hook is Masonic. It's derived from another school shooting, and it was also a drill. We need to talk. Abel1212. I will be making more of these every day and keeping you up to date. Thanks.